Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. And joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotlines, our pal Tom Lavero, contributor for 106.7 The Fan, columnist at the Washington Times. And Tom, reading your article about Snyder, I love the line here where you wrote, Dan Snyder's gate, though, expands far beyond his multi-million dollar property. He is a walking gated community shutting out all around him and is now paying the real price for his arrogant isolation. Well done, Tom.
Thank you. Thank you, boys. I think that's a good way to describe the situation he's in. And usually when you have money, that will work just fine. You don't really need anybody else. But at some point when you want something, you've got to build up relationships. And one of his many issues in the possibility of getting a stadium in the district is he has relationships with nobody. No political connections, zero at this point. And that's how if he's got any chance of getting anything done, which I don't think he does, that's how it happens.
You also point out in your article that a lot of times minority owners do, in fact, then become the majority owners. Now, sources are saying that Daniel Snyder doesn't want to sell the team, but you do point out that this is kind of what happens in a lot of situations.
Well, usually, I mean, the minority ownership slice, there's not many benefits to being a minority owner. You get a nice seat in the owner's box on Sunday. And you get to tell people you own a piece of the Redskins or whatever team, but that's about it. I mean, there's one boss. But what it usually does is you have to be vetted and approved by the NFL to be a minority owner. And then when it comes time that if a team comes up for sale and you're interested in getting in at the head table, you have a much better chance of being that guy. David Tepper of the Carolina Panthers was a minority owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers, as was Jimmy Haslam, who wound up owning the Browns.
So do these guys, do you imagine, because nobody knows Snyder because he's such a weirdo, are they considered sort of traitors, these minority owners, for kind of, I mean, it seems like they're undercutting him and trying to take over if they could.
Well, I think, what I reported last night, that they tried to buy him out and take
right.
over the team. I don't think that I think that happened probably within the last year, probably mm-hmm. At least a few months back, this push
it's
to try to get him.
Not a recent development, yeah.
Right, and he wouldn't budge.
Right.
The recent development, I think, is putting their shares up for sale. I find it difficult to believe that they haven't been able to sell them, as some of the reports have said, because as damaged as his franchise would be, it's still a slice of an NFL team. And like I said,
right.
there are a lot of benefits to it. So I think Snyder probably sees it as a betrayal.
Right.
But I think, the rest of the fan base probably sees them as saviors.
Right.
Tom, is it as simple as Fred Smith, one of the minority owners who's the CEO of FedEx, just all of a sudden woke up and said, well, I'm tired of being a minority owner. I just don't want to do business with Dan Snyder any longer? Or has this been simmering for a long time behind the scenes? I mean, I know he's been, you know, part of the ownership group for a long time.
You know, I think that at one point he tried to buy the Titans. So I think, you know, he goes back to the World Football League, Fred Smith. So I think he's wanted to own a team on and off for a while. He's 77. I think he's 77 years old. So I'm not sure how much his interest is in owning any other team. But, I mean, I think the motivation was the frustration of being a partner with Dan Snyder had finally reached its limit at that point. And there's not a whole lot they're going to be able to do about it.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. We threw this out, and there are a lot of Redskins fans, and even there's a part of me that's sad to see the name go, right? And a lot would love to see it stay. But if you told them that Dan would sell the team, and then but they'd have to rename it, I think 100% of fans would sign up for that.
Well, I wrote in that column, I think Redskins fans would say you could call them the Dallas Cowboys if they knew that Snyder,
yeah,
you know, was going to be out as owner.
Right.
Oh, I think people would make that trade. Absolutely, especially longtime fans that have lived through the last 20 years. And also, you know, I mean, taken a beating and grown weary of fighting to defend the name of their franchise. It's hard enough rooting for a bad team without, you know, having to defend the name of the team to outsiders. I think the name thing at this point is a lot of things coming together. But there's a weariness of Redskins fans of fighting that battle anymore. They're just tired of everything and tired of that.
Yeah. So are the local radio hosts.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Hey, Tom, we asked Mike Jones from the USA Today this. So in all your years covering the Redskins, and you've covered them probably the entire Snyder tenure as owner, how many actual interactions have you had with him?
You know, I have none.
Yeah.
And remember, I worked for a station that he owned.
Right.
Yeah.
And I had zero.
It's amazing.
Zero. Here's my only interaction with Dan Snyder. The book that I wrote about, you know, 15 years ago, Hail Victory, I got an email from remember Carl Swanson?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
His one of his henchmen.
Yes.
He sent me an email a year later. And I saw the email before I opened it. I thought, oh, my God, I'm getting sued for something. Mm. And it turns out that Snyder wanted to buy about a dozen copies of the books and have me autograph them for him.
Wow. Mm.
So I said, go ahead and send. So they sent these a dozen books to me, you know, FedEx, ironically. And I autographed them, just general autographs. He wanted to give them to his friends. And that's my only interaction with Dan Snyder.
So this this is a rhetorical question, but I'm just going to throw it out there anyway. So I'm guessing his name was on the checks when you worked for him. When you guys would have a company Christmas party and you're hanging out with the guys from the Sports Fix, he never stopped by once?
Well, the checks were the name. His name was not on the checks. I think he always showed his face in the station once. That I recall, and I wasn't there for it. And no, he wasn't hanging around with us at the Christmas party or anything like that. I remember in the early days of the ownership, he was more likely to be at the Washington Post Christmas party than he would be at the radio station party. I don't know if you remember the early days, but he was very tight with the Post back
in
the
early
days.
Well, he would lobby them, right? He would show up occasionally. Right?
Yeah.
He would also he'd be the unnamed source in a ton of stories from what I remember.
He would
leak stuff to the Post all the time
in
the day.
Yeah, so I tell you what, I can be honest with you, sometimes we used to sit there at 980 and see the Redskins players that you would get, and we're thinking, what are we, lepers? I mean, you guys would get better access than we did.
Well, but that was all on our own.
Yeah, we would have to go through their agent system.
They didn't do it.
Yeah, well, certainly was not a team helping us at that point.
So what do you think? I mean, I know it's just kind of a silly game, and we've been doing this for years. But, I mean, now that it's actually coming to fruition, what do you think is the leader? I've always kind of supported the name. To me, I'm not trying to offend anybody. It's the name of the dumb team. I don't think you name it an offensive term. But, people are upset. The market's spoken, so it's going to change. So I'd kind of wrapped my brain around Warriors, but now they don't even want to be associated with that. Red Tails, I don't see the DC tie. I like the story. Where do you think they go? What do you think the leader in the clubhouse is?
You know, it could be a name that nobody's really put out there. I mean, I think it's smart of them to get out of the Indian icon business.
For sure.
Just get out of it. You know, it's just because you're always leaving yourself vulnerable for attack on something like that. The Red Tails has the military connection of the fighter unit that were called the Red Tails. And I think since Snyder, D.C. is military and defense. Mm-hmm. Those are his connections. He thinks that's his high-powered business core. So I think that would appeal to him without a D.C. reference, at least a military reference. And we've heard Ron Rivera, who comes from a military family, mention about paying tribute to the military somehow in the name. But apparently they're going to keep the burgundy and gold. Is that that's what I keep hearing, right?
Yeah. That's what it sounds like, too.
Well, you know, I don't know. I think they're missing an opportunity to make the switch to the maroon and black.
Yeah, we talked about that. Hey, Tom, just kind of switching gears over to the Nats and baseball, and it's supposed to start July 23rd. Let's hope that it does. We obviously with the Nats, we've already seen Zim and Joe Ross bail out. Do you see any other players bailing out for, different reasons? I'm sure we're going to see other big-name stars around the league kind of bail out. You've seen a handful of them, but I'm just hoping that it goes off as scheduled and you don't see too many guys, deciding not to play, even though it's only 60 games. What do you think?
I think they'll get started. I think what they need to do is make sure nobody's friends with Freddie Freeman and calls him on the phone, because that's what Nick Markakis said. He bowed out after talking to Freddie Freeman on the phone and finding out how sick he was. I think they'll get started. I think what they're doing now and the challenges now are minuscule compared to when the games get underway and they're undertaking road trips to different cities and stuff like that. Trying to keep the protocol in place under those conditions, if they somehow pull it off, it'll be a miracle. I think that's going to be a challenge they're not going to be able to meet. I think at some point they're not going to be able to finish the season that they started. I think that's true for all the teams. But, maybe basketball has a chance because they're contained in one place, although I don't see those players staying in that bubble for very long before they say, I'm out of here. I just think everyone has to make the effort to start. I don't think any of them are going to finish.
Really? Well, what about football?
Yeah.
Same thing?
This is July. Football is going to be being played in the heart of what we've been told is the second wave coming. Flu season, for God's sakes. I just think football.
Well, are we going to freak out about flu season now?
Well, I tell you what, I think it'll be a lot harder to get a flu shot this time around than it will before, because I think a lot of people who didn't get one before are going to be lining up at CVS or whatever drugstore they go to get one. I know they should.
Yeah,
I hope Entercom gives us our free flu shots again.
You know, I'll take all the shots.
Get them.
Give us all the shots, Tommy. We take them over here. We're junks right. A pro flu shot.
Yep.
That's why they call you guys the junkies.
Exactly. Exactly. Have you been? I've actually been impressed. And I know I don't think Tom's a golf guy, but I've been impressed that they've been able to plow through this. And I think even if you don't like golf, you got to root for the PGA Tour to continue to plow through this. Because if they can't get it done, nobody will.
Pretty sure he's definitely not a golf guy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but he pays attention to the story.
But, But I understand it's an individual sport more than a team, obviously more than a team sport, and it's played outdoors. It has the best chance of any of them to be able to succeed without some kind of mass outbreak. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes in locker rooms. I don't know what their protocol is. And as long as they stay away from the poor support personnel, who are probably the ones that would wind up getting sick, I think you're right. I think golf has the best chance of pulling a season off. And I think, you know, people will take anything more on their Sunday afternoons than Sherlock Holmes reruns on TCM.
Yeah.
Tom, man, great stuff. It's Tom Lavero from the Washington Times and 106.7 The Fan. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom. Stay in that bunker in Frederick, man.
Fortress of Solitude, baby.
Fortress of Solitude. Stay locked down.
Right, Thank you, pal.
Open Line Thursday here on the Junkies. Your chance to steer the show. 800-636-1067 is the number. Plus, we'll open up EB's entertainment page next here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington on an open line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number. Your chance to steer the show. Talk about whatever you want. Right now, though, dive into the entertainment page brought to you by Wave Soda. Wave Soda is awesome, super simple, just bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners. It's just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES. You get 15% off at wavesoda.com.
And, of course, it's good with what, Eric?
Vodka?
Yeah.
With vodka. It's good with just ice. It's good straight out of the can.
I'll tell you what, that box that we were gifted just a few days ago, I'm going to keep it in the garage. And I'm taking that down to North Carolina next week.
Ah, nice. Smart.
Eric.
But I'm not going to have anybody touch it until we get to vacation.
Eric, yes, did you get your box yesterday?
I don't know that I did.
That's interesting because we got a box of Wave Soda here at the radio station with the name Eric Bickle on it.
Oh, you did? Look at that.
Everybody got their hands in it.
Of course they did. Get that grapefruit.
Yeah. Right. Engineers were sized.
I've had two today.
Why?
Why what?
Why am I getting screwed?
I don't know.
No, just because you're Eric.
I don't know why it got sent here on accident.
Yeah, because I get a lot of stuff sent to my house.
Hey, you got the hat. I didn't.
I got my hat right here.
Yeah, I didn't get that hat.
Someone in their delivery department.
Thank you to Nat.
Yeah, I didn't get that yet.
Yeah, it's all good. Knock yourself out. We've still got some in the fridge, although the supply is dwindling. I did see.
Well, this will obviously get back to them. You'll probably have a box of 100. Coming to you.
That would be nice. I did see that somebody found Wave Soda in the Outer Banks of the local groceries down there. I don't know if it was the Food Lion or what it was.
Might be Harris Teeter because the HT in my neighborhood definitely carries it.
Is there a Harris Teeter?
It's a North Carolina-based company.
Is there a Harris Teeter there in the Outer Banks?
I don't know.
What about the
Piggly Wiggly? Are there any Piggly Wigglies down there?
I feel like
it's Food Lion and then like... Is there maybe like an Acme? Is that one? There
Could
might be. Like,
I don't know.
Yeah. Weird.
Well, the Piggly Wigglies, I think they're popular in South Carolina. I'm not sure about North Carolina.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
It's like saying it.
Terrible story.
I know. This is awful.
I don't know who this woman is, but she was on that show Glee. Naya Rivera.
Right.
She's presumed to be drowned. And her, luckily, her four-year-old son was found alive, but she rented one of those nubby pontoon boats in Lake Piru, wherever that is, in Ventura County, around 1 p.m., middle of the day. And I guess it's 50 miles north of downtown L.A. And about 3 hours later, a boater found her and a child sleeping. They found the child alone sleeping in the boat. And he said they went swimming and his mom never got back in the boat.
Ooh, wow. That's terrible.
So, I mean, I don't know. How the hell does that happen?
Hold on. So it was the mom, the four-year-old, and that was it?
I guess.
Maybe
I don't know
she
if
falls
she's
off
married.
The boat?
I don't know if she's a single parent. I don't know what it was. No, they said they went swimming. Now, he's only four, so maybe they didn't really intend to go swimming. Maybe she did fall in. But, yeah, how brutal is that? Luckily, the kid is okay.
But if they're both swimming, how's the four-year-old getting back on the boat?
He was silly. He got in.
Maybe she couldn't swim, and she just struggled and was able to
get
him back on the boat, and she drowned.
She didn't have the life vest on.
Maybe he could just pull himself up.
It's hard to climb back on a boat.
I thought he said that she jumped in, and she was she's a good swimmer. So they're trying to figure out how that happened. Like maybe she hit her head on a rock.
He told investigators that he and his mother were swimming, but his mother never got in the boat. It's not immediately clear how the child got back into the boat.
Right.
That is weird.
Well, going swimming to a child can just mean, like, going around on the water. So it doesn't necessarily mean that he jumped in.
But at four, they're pretty sharp at four. You know, who knows?
There's nothing reliable coming out of a four-year-old.
No.
I don't know.
But they did find, he had the life vest, she did not.
Right.
Because the extra life vest was in the boat.
Yeah, but I would never think if you got in a pontoon boat that would be, you'd be curtains. Right, I figure that it's a pretty mild waters.
I mean, if you,
those things never go on
if you
rough
fall
waters,
in and you, maybe she couldn't swim.
No, this is exact. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened.
All right, what happened?
You have the scenario.
I know exactly what happened. So pontoon boats, they can go like close to sandbars too. That's why like a lot of them have them in Ocean City because there's a lot of sandbars like on the bay and stuff, and on the inlet. So they're riding around the pontoon boat. And they think they're in deeper water. She dives in. She hits her head on the bottom of the sandbar.
Breaks her neck.
Breaks her neck or goes unconscious and then drowns.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a working theory. I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Silly
an
theory.
Autopsy.
Yeah, well, anyway, whatever it is, it's horrible. She's 33. Beautiful girl. They know her from Glee. Was she in anything else that we know of, Jason? You seem to know these actresses.
I don't know anything
about
her. I don't know anything about her. My wife said she watched it, so she knew who she was, but I don't know. I didn't recognize her. By the way, this lake, there's been a ton of drownings there.
At Lake Piru?
Let's see. I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, at least 8 since, actually count her, 9, that I'm 9 since 1994.
Mm-hmm. Seems like a lot.
Seems like a lot for a lake that's just around Ventura County.
So, and that's in what? How many years is that? 26 years or been 9? So about every 3 years, somebody donks off.
That just seems like a lot to me, but.
Yeah. Well, I bet you a lot of people are hammered and that's it. I mean, who knows? Kanye's been in the news, of course. I don't know. He's announced he's running for president. I don't think anybody takes it seriously. I think if you actually looked into it, I don't even think he has time to register in a bunch of these states. But nevertheless, TMZ is reporting that the family is concerned, shocker, and this was my initial instinct when I heard this story. They're saying he's in the throes of a serious bipolar episode, and it's impacting his decision-making and some of the things he said in the last week. You know, who knows if that's true, but it seems like Kanye has these periods where, you know, he comes out with sort of these outrageous ideas and, you know, you never know. You never know if he's of his right mind at the moment. So Kanye allegedly running for president, even though people have, again, they've looked at the dates and the deadlines and you have to have signatures and all that. He's got none of that, Cakes.
You won't buy some Yeezys today in his honor.
Do they still charge about like $400 for those things?
How would I know?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. Yeah, I just pulled some up. Adidas Yeezy Boost 350s, $390.
Right. Somebody's saying her brother was a former Raiders tight end. Is that Naya Rivera? She had a brother that played for the Raiders? Hey, Jason, I don't know. Perked up now.
No, I'm just going to check for you.
Yeah. See if you can find out. Drabby.
Raider Nation.
Drabby, you're probably the closest thing to a gamer on this show, right? Would we say that?
Sure, yeah.
I guess I've heard of this game. I know nothing about it. What is the game Sims? What is that?
Sims? It's a classic, like, that's a game that's been around for, I don't know,
it's a game I tried to make a joke about 6 months ago, and it couldn't have fallen more flat.
Yeah, I just don't know the game. What is it?
It's a game by EA. It's like
20
years old.
It's a game about a slot receiver for the Redskins.
You just, like, mingle about a community. Yeah. You play as a character, and you do mundane things.
Yeah, you
like,
create
you
a character.
Compare it to another game for me?
No, I don't
you
know.
You would have no interest. Yeah. Yeah.
You create a character, then you live that character's life.
I've never heard of it.
Right. You go to work.
Yeah, your character goes to work and then comes
like
back.
Sounds like a terrible game. Yeah,
sounds pretty interesting.
You build the house. Yeah.
It sounds
stuff.
Like when you would have those like toy pets or something and you would feed it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of like that. You're
like
right.
Like Tamagotchi?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Bobby's like that, favorite?
But for video games.
Right. So apparently this game is still popular. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Because TBS, they're having 12 Sims players compete for $100,000 on their, I guess they're having a game show.
Cam and Steven.
The Sims Sparked. It's going to premiere on July 17th. Makes sense, right? Nobody can sort of be in the same room together right now. So they're putting like video, they're putting gamers on TV, Cakes. Right.
To really reach the bottom of the barrel.
We thought TV was bad thing. With reality
Loser
TV.
Gamers on TV?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I mean, they're showing cornhole on TV,
I
know. Too.
I mean, TV's it's over, desperate. Isn't it? It's yeah. over.
Well, pretty much.
Eric, I don't know if this is a coronavirus thing, because this is like a reality show. The game, the players are like all right next to each other, hugging on each other.
They
all
are? I figured they were in their own homes just playing.
I don't know what this is. This looks terrible.
They should have the 12 people all named Sims play.
Right. Steve so, Sims.
Phil. Steve. Yeah. Sims. Cam.
Billy Sims.
Chris. Billy. Yeah,
see,
yeah.
Chris finally, Sims. My Sims joke is gaining some steam.
It's only taken 6 months.
Right. Right. So anyway, I thought that was interesting. Charlie Daniels just passed, and I have to say, I was listening to Dukes talk about it. He was genuinely broken up about it. I know he and his wife had seen him in concert recently, mm-hmm. the last couple of years. And can you play? I mean, obviously, we all know the song "The Devil Went Down to Georgia." Did he have other sillies? Did he have other hits, or was he more of a one-hit guy? I have no idea. Cakes, do you?
I don't. I mean.
I definitely
listened to that song with my pops back in the day, but I mean I didn't follow that dude's career.
Can you
super
play some of Charlie Daniels for us, Valdez?
Sure. This is Long Haired Country Boy. It has 9.4 million views.
Is that a lot?
Seems like it.
Decent amount. For an old guy, the guy's 83.
People say I'm no good, crazy as a loon. 'Cause I get stoned in the morning, I get drunk in the afternoon.
Definitely don't know it.
I don't know that ditty. Tick hound, like
a deer out I don't hate it, but
you're still performing, like, what, into his late 70s, early 80s?
Oh, yeah. But I'm down sure got
it made. What about The Legend of Woolly Swamp?
Don't know that one.
See,
here's what I know. I know Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Play that one if you want.
That's what I know.
I'd like to
that.
Everybody knows that
bit.
Tune.
So Valdez, while he's looking for that, he sent me a link where they talk about his net worth after he passed. What do you? Mm-hmm. What would you care to guess?
Charlie Daniels, I mean, touring for probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 decades. His net worth?
$150 million.
No, that sounds outrageous.
Charlie Daniels.
I'm going to say $12.5
million. $20
million. So I was a little off?
I feel like $20 million is kind of light, though. I mean, this song is butt famous.
$20 million is a lot.
And like you say, he's probably been touring for 50 years.
Has to have been. And if you'd care
to take a dare, I'll play this a little louder. You.
Now, you played pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, and you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been.
You know, it's amazing. I like that song.
Sure.
I've never once.
That's a classic.
Typed it into my computer, or my iPod, my iTunes. I never told Alexa to play it. I mean, ever, but I like the song.
Right,
I like
it's
the song.
A smash hit.
Yeah.
You tend to like smash hits.
Yeah. Most did he have any other sillies, or is that it?
If you has know, to be his highest charting song of all time.
Oh, it's got
to
be.
The Charlie Daniels Band, their first hit was in 1973 called Uneasy Rider. See if you can find that one, Valdez. I'm just kind of curious.
That was a hit?
Yeah. Well, I mean, who knows?
I've heard of Easy Rider. Never heard of Uneasy Rider.
Maybe when you hear it, you'll recognize it.
I doubt that, but I'm willing to listen.
Their number one hit was The Devil Went Down to Georgia in 1979.
Yes, correct.
Right.
Hit number three.
That one did. What about Simple Man? They say in 1989 he had another hit, Simple Man.
I was taking a trip out to L.A., tooling along in my Chevrolet, toking on a number and digging on the radio.
Yeah, that's the first I've heard.
That's good.
Yeah. But you know what? Enjoyable, entertaining.
Sure, of course.
Hell of a run. 83. The way I feel about 83 right now is, I don't know, man. I wish he could have squeaked out a few more years, don't you think? I mean,
like,
he outlasted his life expectancy, but, you know, guy was still touring. What did he have? Do we know? Did he have some terrible cancer or something?
I may be pronouncing this incorrectly. Hemorrhagic stroke?
Oh, really?
I believe is what I read.
No, that's awful.
Yeah, it's not great.
That's awful. So we talked about it earlier, and we were kind of bickering about it. The Ivies, they've canceled fall sports.
Phil? The Ivies, Phil?
Not Phil.
Not that Ivy. Poison?
No, the Ivy League, you know, all those schools, like Princeton, all those schools you didn't apply to.
By the way, can we all just agree that Cornell is the nubbiest of the Ivies?
Hey, like,
If you go to Princeton or Yale or Harvard, you turn your nose up at, like, Cornell, right?
What about Brown?
I don't know. I don't know how they're ranked.
More upper crusty than Cornell. This is just pure speculation on my part.
There's a very good chance my daughter could end up at Cornell.
Which is amazing.
I'm just saying positive things to say about it.
I'm just saying in the snooty Ivy world, I think Cornell is your bottom seed.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm amazed to get into that school.
Of course. I went and visited that campus. It's a pretty cool campus. It's just but far.
Yeah. Right. Oh, it's Ithaca. I mean,
yeah, yeah.
By the way, Ithaca in the winter, pretty fun.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to bring the – my daughter saw some link where all the volleyball players where they talked about, like, all they talked about is, like, the winter clothes you have to bring.
Yeah.
Like the boots.
Oh, yeah.
You got to have a long-ass coat. And they just tell you kind of the requisite things that you got to bring if you go there. But, you know, the Ivies have already canceled their fall sports, and the way they're having students show up, I don't know how they're – I think they're currently planning to have no spring sports. But on campus, they're only going to have freshmen and juniors, I believe, at Princeton in the fall, and then sophomores and seniors, so seniors can kind of enjoy their senior year. They're going to be allowed on campus in the spring. Maryland announced their plans for the fall semester yesterday. Any class with more than 50 students is going to be taught online. That makes sense. So they're not going to be any of those massive lecture halls that, like, you know, for Bio 100 or whatever. Those days are cooked. But smaller classes will be taught in person, including, like, labs, internships, that sort of thing. And then they're going to – at this point, they're planning to go back to school as scheduled August 31st and finish December 14th. Which is what the plan has been all along. I know my son, who goes to Marist, they're going back a week early, and then they're going to plow straight through, have no Thanksgiving break, and then come back early. I believe Virginia Tech, aren't they doing the same thing, Jason?
That's the plan, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of schools are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying, I guess, at Maryland, around 20% of the undergraduate classes will be taught at least partially in person this fall. I tell you what, we have a family friend whose kid goes to Yale, right? Beautiful, smart girl. And my understanding is they may just take, like, a gap year. Like, why even bother to go if everything's on? Like, at Harvard? I believe Harvard is everything is online.
That's correct.
Yeah, so why are you going to pay $50,000, $60,000
Right.
You know, for an online education. You get that from the University of Phoenix.
Well, if you take the gap year, is it tougher to get back in the following year?
I think
do you have to reapply.
I don't know how that's going to work. They're going to have to finagle that.
Sounds like Luca wants to chime in.
Yeah.
She has thought. It is open line Thursday, so we can make it open.
The recycling guys are here. What do you expect?
Great EP story.
Hey, it was just up. I ran through all the stories. Valdez gave me about 19 different Johnny Depp stories, and I just...
You got the Mary Kay Letourneau story. She passed away.
That's not really EP either, but...
That doesn't interest you, how much Johnny Depp's a psycho?
Not really. He's just a weirdo to me.
That's not surprising.
Of his. Dangling her dog outside of a car window?
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise you at all?
Well, I
watched Donnie Brasco. I know he's psycho.
I just know he's a drug-addled, like, loser. So, I'm not surprised by some of these details. We can go through them if you want.
All right, it is open line. He literally
gave me 10 Johnny Depp stories.
It is open line Thursday. You can actually look up stories yourself, too, EB.
Well, I did, and I gave you a couple of them.
636-1067 is the number. If you want to chime in on anything, it is open lines right here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
NBC Sports Washington lines are open at 800-636-1067 on an open line Thursday. Cakes, you're a big Bachelor guy. I just saw this story about The Bachelor, which has now had various spinoffs. Of course, there was the original Bachelor.
Yep.
First spinoff was The Bachelorette, which has been around a long time.
Correct.
They also have Bachelor in Paradise.
Right.
There was the music version. I forget what they called that. I think it was called like Bachelor in My Heart or something.
Listen to Your Heart.
I knew Heart was in there.
I didn't watch a second of that tripe.
So apparently this is in the works.
All right.
It's on hold maybe because of the current environment. But it is a Bachelor Senior Citizen spinoff.
Oh, really? Right.
Some older people need to find a connection. Are they going to have a fantasy suite? Why wouldn't they?
Drab would watch it. They might not survive the fantasy suite, Cakes.
Drabby, you're all in on that.
Yeah, no, but
he
Drab
only likes one
it
senior citizen.
Yeah, Drab likes a 70-year-old with like a 20-year-old.
What's the age difference?
Well, they're just saying a senior.
There's no age difference.
Yeah, they're just two seniors, yeah.
Similarly aged.
Right. No, I'm not into that.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Oh, I told you, I like a 75-year-old man and a 23-year-old woman.
Why do you like the old man part? Like,
yeah, I don't get that.
Because I envision being an old man. My wife has passed on.
Yeah, and you've got to
last for some last minute buns before I expire.
Before you go on to that next plane.
So you'd have no interest, Cakes. You've watched, I think you've watched at least three of the four spinoffs.
Yes, at first I was resistant to Bachelor in Paradise. Then I started buying in. Never bought into Listen to Your Heart. And of course, I'm all in on the OG and the Bachelorette. Yes. Right. I'm in on three of the four.
Those are your top two
seeds. I guess I would sample it, but I don't know. Maybe it's Bachelor Overload. Maybe it's just too much.
They say it's the Bachelor for baby boomers, and apparently it gained a considerable amount of speculation online. There were a lot of people sending in their applications, but apparently it's on hold right now.
He's going to okay boomer me every time I see him when I walk into the studio, whenever that might be.
Is that still a thing? Are people still saying okay boomer?
No, I think it's probably that time has passed.
No, it's all Karen all the time.
Yeah, it's all Karen.
Karen or Chad. What are those two?
The other thing I wanted to bring up, this is, society's changing in so many ways. This development, it's pretty shocking if you go back 20 years. Playboy magazine, which is now just digital, I believe, or starting in March. So it's nebulous, but Playboy magazine is not very available, right?
Okay.
But they've gotten to the point now where they don't even have a female on the cover. Bad Bunny is on the cover of Playboy.
Now my next question is, who is Bad Bunny?
Isn't that Danielle Bregoli?
No.
That's Bad Baby.
Bad Baby.
You guys
Who's
saw
Bad Bunny?
You
Bad
saw him
Bunny's
at the Super
the Puerto
Bowl.
Rican
Super Bowl.
Rapper. And he's got like the number two song in the country, apparently.
No idea who that is.
I saw him
sell
at the
zero
Super Bowl?
Digital copies.
Yes, he came out with Shakira and J-Lo. And
like rapped a song.
Yeah.
Then went away.
He looked
Bad
really weird.
Bunny.
Can you play his song? It's number two on the Billboard chart.
He's on the cover of Playboy? What are they doing?
Playboy.
Are they going in a different direction?
Here's what. They've lost their minds.
That's what's happening. That's what I'm telling you. Things have changed in society. They said the only time, it's been all females. The only time a male was on the cover, it would be Hugh Hefner.
Right.
Well, and Playboy magazine isn't even featuring chicks.
I guess they want even fewer people to check out their website.
Right.
Bad Bunny.
I don't know.
What a terrible
All right,
name.
Real quick, because I want to go to before we hit the top of the hour. Let's go to Anna, our lovely friend Anna from Annapolis. Of course, she used to be Joey Sindelar's nanny on the PGA Tour for years.
For years and years and years.
And she's very thirsty online.
Yeah, she posts very thirsty pics.
There's no thirsty pics online, please. They're
okay.
Nice.
That's what Drabby tells me. I know Drabby likes them. There's a lot of
busties. I don't see the pictures. I just know what the other guys say about them.
Yeah, Drabby loves them.
Please.
Whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
No, if pictures of the door in my new house or pictures of like my kid or thirsty pics, then I...
She's got great pics of a new house.
I haven't said anything about you in a long time. It was just when you were thirsty for attention a while
what
back.
What are you talking about? You're crazy. There's no...
Ask the P1s. They all like all your photos.
The mini skirt photos. He's not telling you to change, Anna.
No, it's fine.
Anything more.
He's giving you props.
All right, so what's going on?
Yeah, so I was calling and you were talking about the mom on the boat, right? Which is tragic. It's awful. Yeah.
By the way, my buddy's theory is she killed herself.
Could be.
What?
Apparently, I didn't know this. I was just reading up some stuff. She's had like domestic issues with her husband. So she's had some issues kind of off camera.
So maybe she was going to do like a murder suicide.
I mean, that's just his theory. Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I think Valdez nailed it. You know, with where we live we're on the Chesapeake Bay, and so last year there were four deaths just in our river in a matter of like 2 weeks, and it's always a combination of alcohol.
Yes.
Or inexperience.
Yes.
So with her, a mom out there by herself, it's probably inexperience. She probably hit a sandbar, didn't know what she was doing, or jumped in and cracked her head, right? But the people that died in our river, it was one guy was like a contractor working on a house, and we saw them. They'd been like boozing all afternoon, and they jumped off the pier, and he just never came back up, and they couldn't find him for like 30 minutes. It was
awful.
Well,
it was just a few weeks ago, right, when that Kennedy niece or whatever, she
went
in with her, they were playing the ball went in the water, they jump in the little canoe, and that's it.
Yeah.
inexperienced. The wind that day, it was like 30-mile-an-hour gusts, and it's just inexperienced. They were there visiting somebody with family. They don't know the water and how it will crush you. And then the other one that was awful was last year. It was like a 60-year-old couple. They're from Northern Virginia. They have a summer house right up the river from us. And they've been, my understanding is they've been drinking all day. Mm. They went out on a jet ski in the dark at 2 o'clock in the morning and hit the channel marker. Done.
I mean, who could, I mean, seriously, I can't believe, first of all, I couldn't drink all day. Maybe no. Eric could, but I couldn't.
No, I could not.
And then I certainly wouldn't get on a jet ski at 2 a.m. I'd be so asleep. I mean, I don't get that.
I know. 2 a.m. And they couldn't find him until the next day. It was awful.
Yeah. Right.
So it's. I think that's what typically that's what it is, right? People like too much alcohol, or people who just don't know what they're doing. And it was probably this. She probably wanted to show her kid a good day, and she just didn't know what she was doing enough to make a good choice.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. That's could
all.
Be.
All right. Well, thank you.
Odds
Anna.
Are you're right. Yep.
Yeah. How's the house going? What's the latest?
The electrician started today.
Right.
It's looking good. I'm sitting in the parking lot at the granite quartz and countertop place. So.
Thanks. Do you think that Anna's husband and Anna together,
yeah,
whose net worth is more, Charlie Daniels or Anna and her husband, whatever he is?
I've seen the view from their house. Yeah. I think it's pretty close.
Right?
I'm going to give Charlie Daniels the nod. But it's might it's, be a photo finish.
I don't know, man.
By the way, Anna, did
he's
you?
A
he's the trash king,
when,
dude.
When you nannied for Joey, was Jamie? Because yeah. Jamie is a Corn Ferry player. He's a minor league tour
yes.
player. Was it Jamie
yes.
that you? Okay.
Yeah, and that's how. So I would take them out a lot in the summer. That's how I learned how to play. Is because when I was nannying for them, I would take them out, and by default, you know, I learned with him. So I would go out with him, and then. When we would go on the tour and travel with Joey, they would have, like, kids' events for the nannies and the kids. And then you would, you know, get to golf and do all that. But, yeah, Jamie and then Ryan is the younger one, and he just passed the bar, smarter than JP. And he's now
I passed the bar, too.
JP did pass eventually.
He passed it the first time. But anyway, so, yeah, so he's a lawyer in Philly, the younger one. And they still come visit. I still see him a lot. We're still real close.
Right.
Good for
right.
you.
Very cool.
They're good
right,
boy,
Anna.
Thank you, Anna. Be safe.
All right, boys. Love you guys.
All right. Love you.
Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. You want to chime in? We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.